Next application is case number 11-259, the application of Mary Ann W. Vines, trustee. Property is located east of Road 273, Country Club Road, being northeast of Kings Creek Circle, 25 feet southeast of Patriots Way, and being lot 192, section 5, within Kings Creek Country Club Development, and being identified as tax map ID 3-34, map 13, parcel 1102. And requesting a variance from the side yard setback requirement. This request is requesting a 0.4-foot variance from a required 15-foot side yard setback. Gentlemen, we did receive a letter from the Kings Creek Homeowners Association. It's very short, it's addressed to the applicant's attorney. We have reviewed the request and have no objection to the variance for the 14.6 versus 15-foot setback. Sincerely, Harold Slatcher, President, Kings Creek Homeowners Association, Incorporated, and that was dated July 23rd, 2013.
Okay, thank you.
Can you give us your full name and address for the record, please?
Mary Ann Walsh Vines, 142 Kings Creek Circle, Riverwood Beach.
Thank you. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is true and correct?
I do.
Okay, thank you.
Good evening, members of the board. I'm Bill Schaub. I'm here representing Mrs. Vines. The variance itself is a reasonably common one for all your standpoint. Just a few days before the Vines purchased their brand new home, it was discovered that for reasons no one could explain, on a perfectly rectangular lot, the house is not parallel to the lines. And in fact, in one corner is 14.6 feet rather than 15 feet. The only difference here was, and she was, Mr. and Mrs. Vines, like most people, were ready to move in, had their loan in place, and were assured by the builder and their realtor that they would be right in and obtain this variance. Well, 15 years later, here we are, deciding we better get this straightened out someday, because if we wait for the others, it might never happen. The survey does, I think, amply explain or show the issue clearly. It was a measuring mistake on someone's part. It was certainly not caused by the Vines. There's no practical way or to correct the problem, and Mrs. Vines can testify that your signs really work, because she says the traffic in front of her property and her driveway in the last couple of weeks has been, well, welcoming in some respects, but she wasn't quite sure what to tell people when they kept wondering to know what she was doing. So, Mrs. Vines, you bought this property in 1998?
Yes.
And is it true this problem was discovered right day or two before your settlement?
Yes, it was.
Could you have done anything at that time to correct the problem?
No, no.
And in fact, could you do anything to correct the problem now other than saw off a corner of your house?
No.
And you did not build the house, correct?
No, it was a spec house.
Since 1998, has anyone complained to you about the fact that your property is 5 inches, your house is 5 inches too close in one corner?
No.
Since the application was filed, has there been anyone who has?
We wrote a letter to our next door neighbors, the ones that would be impacted if they did object, and they were in favor of it, so they had no problem with it.
And to the best of your knowledge, did the builder obtain a certificate of occupancy before you moved in?
Yes.
And has this variance problem altered the neighborhood in any way, that your house would stand out from any others because of it?
No.
Members of the board, I believe that Ms. Vine's testimony has met the standards, again, not caused by them, very minor issue, cannot be dealt with in any other way, and obviously doesn't affect the community, as evidenced by the letter from the HOA. I guess its uniqueness is that it took 15 years for this to come up. But other than that, I believe all the criteria have been met, and we do ask that it be granted. Also, the other hardship, and this is the one I really wanted to mention, the obvious hardship to Ms. Vine, and certainly anyone in a situation where you have an existing building, is if a variance isn't granted, they basically cannot sell that property because they're required by law to disclose a zoning violation, and no one in their right mind is going to buy one, even if it's a little tiny one. So it's actually an incredible hardship for a very minor issue. And for all those reasons, we do ask that the variance be granted.
Okay, thank you. All right, are there any questions from members of the board? We'll start, Mr. Rickards.
You didn't get a certificate of compliance for 15 years? She's never had one?
No, I believe a certificate of occupancy was issued in 1998, as far as I know.
Compliance would be the setbacks, that's what, not the building itself.
Well, I think all the permits
were.
Yeah, I hope so. I did the settlement in 1998.
Yeah, it probably was. It's probably another surveyor or something error there. They're normally notorious for that. Other than that, I don't have any questions.
Okay. Mr. Workman?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
And Mr. Galloway has no question. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11,259. I believe the applicant has addressed the granting standards for granting a variance. Also, the fact that the uniqueness of the property is probably the 15 years, as so stated by the applicant. There is no possibility that there's a variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. That's apparent, and it would be an unnecessary hardship on the applicant. And a variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the request of the variance is minimum that will afford relief. And this is the least modification possible of the regulation.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickards and second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,259. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
And Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons that were stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,259 is approved.